This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to do what we do every week so well at this time, if I do say so myself. I'm Doug Steffen, here with the talented Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Talented because he's a writer, he's a spokesperson, he lends his credibility to lots of efforts. There's an event going on in Washington next week, which maybe we can talk about a little bit as we move through the charts. For the week of December the 2nd to the 6th, all the work done by the staff at Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists every week posted at talkers.com. Top 10 stories of the week, featured on News Talk Radio Conversations, on stations with programs all around the country, and people as well. The top 10, actually, the list expands. The top 10 people amount to about 30, I think, this week on the list. So let's go through it, Michael, so we can get our conversations started wrapped around these various issues.
Yeah, definitely, and a happy first week of December to you. Can you believe this survey looks back at the first week of December 2019? Mm-hmm. It won't be long before we're in the second decade, the third decade.
Third decade of the millennia.
All right, here we go. The stories.
Why don't we, we'll be saying this when you and I are doing this program in 2093.
That's right.
Say, wow, look at all the things that we've seen over the course of the last 100 years.
Hoo-ah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, to the next millennial show. I've been saving all the stuff. These times will be looked back upon with great interest by historians. We live in interesting times indeed. At number 10, the holidays and the economy. At number 9, immigration reform and health care reform. At number 8, the George Zimmerman lawsuit, race relations and gun control.
Who thought that went away? The George Zimmerman. Hello. Was it 10 years ago? How long ago was that?
It's about 8 years ago. It ties into that, stand your ground law, which is very controversial. At number 7, winter weather and climate change. At number 6, the Prince Andrew scandal that's rocking the royal family. At number 5, North Korea Christmas threat and U.S. foreign wars. At number 4, U.S.-China relations. At number 3, the NATO summit and Trump visits the Queen, not to be confused with the Prince Andrew scandal, although they do overlap and are related.
Well, and number Princess 2, Anne saying, I don't want to meet him.
And the truth is, as it turned out, with due respect to our colleague Victoria Jones, as it turned out, it never happened. Princess Anne, she didn't diss the president, she was dissing herself. It was a total example of people reading into a video what they wanted to. Yep. It looked like the Queen said, come over here and meet the president, and Anne said, no way. It was the opposite. The Queen was motioning to something that had nothing to do with her, and she was like looking like, I'm over here, I'm not in the party, I don't want to, who am I? She was humble. Completely different. People see what they want in 2019.
Yep. They hear what they
viral.
Want.
And it goes viral.
Anything to slam Trump. Anything. Anything to make him look bad. Yep. Let's take.
I call it the Trump paradox, and I'll explain more.
Irresponsible as hell.
Let's go further. At number 2, the 2020 presidential election. At number 1, the impeachment hearings. Obviously, you want to go through that big list of people.
I'm all ears, man. How you do this?
The phone book of current events. And we still can't squeeze them all in. And they all arguably are in the top 10. It's definitely a sloppy business.
Maybe we should have 10 A, B, and C.
Yeah, I know.
A, B, C, D.
Well, how do you talk about George Zimmerman without talking about Trayvon Martin?
Yeah.
So they're at number 10. And we have Melania Trump at 9, and Pamela Carlin, the academician who made some remarks about Barron Trump. And the only reason I didn't put Barron Trump on that list at number nine is because we're talking about why we're protecting the 13-year-old's privacy. But we're talking about it. It's sloppy stuff. Look at this motley crew. Number eight, Boris Johnson, Justin Trudeau, Emmanuel Macron, and Angela Merkel. They're at number eight. They're all there. It is number eight. Here's one for you. Here's an unlikely trio. Number seven, Queen Elizabeth II, Prince Andrew, and Jeffrey Epstein. And number six.
Newsflash, Epstein's still dead.
Yep, indeed. Mm-hmm. At number six, although who would believe, you know, nothing would surprise me anymore. Mike Pence, Mike Pompeo, and Devon Nunes. Number six. Number five, Pete Buttigieg, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders.
He's got to be coming of age because, Bernie hasn't taken shots at him, but Elizabeth Warren, I think what my analogy was, she's looking at him as he's on his way up and she's on his way down. And, she's trying with desperation to become relevant. She's always been desperate, and she and Kamala Harris both belong in the same kit and caboodle as far as...
I believe Elizabeth Warren is going to wind up really fading as this thing goes on.
Yeah.
That's my own opinion. I may be wrong. And I told you early on about Pete Buttigieg, you know, that I thought he was somebody to watch.
Yeah, and I think in many ways. But the problem with him is the South and the feeling about having a gay guy, you know, it modifies as we go on in time. You know, we weren't going to have a black guy president. Hello. We weren't going to have a Jewish guy running for vice president, never mind for president. Hello. And we weren't going to have a Catholic as president because the Pope was going to run the country. Hello. All those things have gone by the wayside. And I think the gay, quote-unquote, problem that politicians may face in the South will go away as well. It just is a process of our maturation. Mm-hmm. Right?
There were times when they said a divorcee or a divorced person couldn't be president. And that has long been. Right. And
or a guy who sleeps with prostitutes couldn't be president. Who would have thunk it?
Or a guy has funny hair.
Right. Or all of those things.
Or a guy who is obnoxious but effective.
Yes, right.
And number four, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and Rudy Giuliani. That's an interesting gang. Right. And then at number three, we have Kamala Harris and Michael Bloomberg. At number two, we have Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, and Jerry Nadler. And at number one, all by himself, nobody else on that number one peer, Donald J. Trump.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Did I go through the Bloomberg stuff with you? I've done it a couple times on the air, why I think he has a real shot.
And I even made bets about it, and I told you you're wrong. I don't think
this guy, because of the way he has been able to, this the algorithm in the Bloomberg. The Bloomberg, by the way, is the tool that's used by financial entities, political entities. Pretty much, if you want to see into the future, what's going to work and what isn't. He built it around the need on Wall Street to have accurate postings and understandings of where stocks were going to go, and that's why it became so popular. It's very expensive to have. He's made a lot of money with it. He's very smart. I don't think he would have moved had he not done his research using his own devices to see where he would fall in all of this.
But you underestimate the power of the human ego.
Well, I think ego-wise, he could have run before, and he chose not to. Why didn't he run in 2016? Still got the same ego.
Back to your point, the moon and the stars weren't lined up properly, so now he thinks they are.
Yeah, right.
I know that you think that Michael Bloomberg will be a viable candidate and might go all the way, to the nomination and might go all the way to the presidency. My opinion is he will not go even a tenth of the way.
Do we have this conversation in our in the setting that we are going to be in on Tuesday in Washington?
I don't think so. We can. I mean, for those listening, what the heck is he talking about? Doug and I are going to be participating in the second Talkers U.S.-China Relations Forum, and we're going to be doing it in Washington on Tuesday, December 10th in the morning. We'll report back to you folks on it, and it'll be also a video of it. It'll be available, and we'll let you know how to see it. But, you know, we might bring up that, but it's going to be a pretty serious discussion about U.S. and China, although it would be a very different thing, wouldn't it be? If Trump is president after, you make a good point here, yeah, we will be talking about it, because if Trump is president after 2020, it's going to be a whole different set of circumstances in terms of our relationship with China than if Bloomberg is. Bloomberg is the exact opposite of Trump on China.
See, I knew there was something to my thinking, and now I just had to get you to come around.
I eventually come around to your wisdom, oh, great Yoda.
Oh, yes, exactly. Right. Hello. By the way, speaking of Yoda, did you see those really nasty-looking dolls? People have been making fun of me all week. I've been talking about those Yoda dolls that are around now. I think they're creepy-looking.
I've heard of them. I have not seen them. I heard that somebody got in trouble for making fun of Baby Yoda, the dolls of Baby Yoda.
Yeah, that's me. You heard that from probably somebody else who thinks that I'm crazy. I love Yoda. Yoda, I have a big poster of Yoda in my studio. I've always thought that Yoda was really the cat's meow.
Well, Yoda's a hero, isn't he?
Very much
so. But he's very smart. He talks backwards.
Yeah, exactly.
Backwards he talks.
Backwards he talks, yes.
Right, backwards he talks.
Yeah, backwards.
But he's supposed to be like the embodiment of wisdom. He represents all that's good about the Force.
These dolls that they've come out with prior to the Star Wars movie coming out in a week or two, and they just they creep me out looking at them. But if you talk,
are they different? I haven't seen them, so to tell me, are they different than the original Yoda as an adult?
Well, they make him look like a kid. The big ears and stuff, and the eyes are, I don't know. It just seems weird. That's all. But everybody, I'm in the minority, apparently. If Kara Schilling, who produces this program, also produces the DJV show, if she came on, she'd tell you that all the rest of the people on the program with me think that I've lost it. But I just think that they're creepy. Creepy.
Wow. What you're saying is insulting to little ugly gnomes.
Yes, it is.
I will come on, and I will tell them how weird you are. It's a baby Yoda from the show Mandalorian that just came out. That's the prequel to Star Wars, so it's a baby Yoda.
He's Mandalorian. Isn't that an instrument they play on
the
gondolas?
Mandolin.
Yeah,
right.
Oh.
I can't even begin to have enough bandwidth in my brain to take on all of this new Star Wars stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, by the way, a Mandalorian is playing, it's a band that plays inside of a DeLorean. That's what it is.
Oh, that's really good.
Figure that one out, yeah. Time for a
show.
An idea for those of you who are wondering, what can I give the person who has everything but Christmas? And I am going to suggest you go to the MyPillow catalog. Find the pillows, find the new towels that they have there, mattresses, you name it. When it comes to sleepwear or things that you need to have to be comfortable in your personal life, it is MyPillow that comes to the rescue every single time. And brand new from MyPillow, just in time for Christmas giving, is the new MyPillow Towel 6-Pack. Comes in half a dozen different colors, towels that actually work. If you've had problems like I have and most everybody else have, the towels around that are beautiful and expensive are just that, beautiful and expensive. But guess what? They don't absorb, you know that, they don't absorb any water. How about we get to the basics? A towel is supposed to absorb water. Duh. And these towels from MyPillow, made in USA, from 100% USA cotton. The company, it's a great American story. All of the things that they have are all made in America, guaranteed 60-day money-back guarantee on anything. But if you want a really fabulous gift, towels are something that people always need and always want. Check them out. Go to MyPillow.com and then go to the Radio Listener Specials tab. Get 30% off these towels, all kinds of other discounts, up to 66% on the other things in the MyPillow catalog. Use the code DJV for the great radio specials. That's DJV. At MyPillow.com.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most,
from parenting and our families to the...
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Franco's got his red socks on. We're all set for the season. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The Zimmerman lawsuit, this thing and the ramifications. You know, I thought that maybe it came back to the surface because that Richard Jewell movie is coming out that Clint Eastwood has directed and produced. And there were a lot of similarities in what happened, although Zimmerman was kind of guilty and apparently Jewell not guilty. Do you think that's part of it? I mean, why now all of a sudden are we coming back to Zimmerman? He filed a lawsuit. Okay, so then where does it go from here? Why now? Some lawyer get a hold of him and say, okay.
The lawyer is Larry Klayman, the head of...
Oh, my God, really?
Of Freedom Watch, who is proudly litigious and gets involved in many. He's sued the Clintons. He sues Democrats.
That's where he became well known, was suing
Clintons. Yes. So he wears his litigious history as a badge of honor. And so my answer to your question is that when you said, did they find a lawyer, the lawyer in this case is as much a part of the story as the plaintiff.
Uh-huh. Well, damn lawyers.
I don't want to say anymore because I don't feel like being sued.
No, I understand. Right, exactly.
You know, it's certainly interesting.
Yep. The winter weather situation, number seven. We continue to focus on climate change and that sort of thing. I don't know, you noticed, you live about 80 miles from me west in Massachusetts. There was a line that was drawn on, there's an interstate that goes north-south of Massachusetts, the 495, and supposedly west of that and north of the Mass Pike, they were going to get all the snow, and south of it and east of it, we weren't going to get a lot of snow. And 18 inches later, you know, we're supposed to get 2 inches, and we got 18 inches here.
That's right, which proves they built the Mass Pike in the wrong place.
Yes! Damn it! They did. That's right, exactly.
We have to conform to our wishes as opposed to reality. Now, right. We've had this past IM in the Northeast at the coordinates you mentioned, and we had about a foot and a half of snow. We had two blasts. We had snow one day, cleaned up the driveways, the cars, all that stuff that goes with it, and then, boom, another night of snowfall, even worse than the day before. And boy, that first snowfall in either November or December, for those of you listening around the country here in the Northeast, man, is that a dose of reality. You know, you have this feeling, oh, maybe it'll be warm for a while and the autumn will continue. And then all of a sudden, boom, the snow comes in and the entire scenario changes for the next 4 or 5 months. Yeah. True?
Yeah, well, it's not going to melt away, although it's supposed to be in the 50s here next week. But there's too much of it. But it put an end to any work that was being done by farmers. That sort of, you know, it put an end to a lot of things. Whenever you have the first snow or the first big freeze, it puts an end. It puts a punctuation mark,
absolutely,
if you will,
that's
in activities.
About.
Yeah,
I've lived through winters in New England where from November until April we did not see the ground.
Mm-hmm.
There was always snow covering the ground for the entire time.
Amazing. And maybe that's
the
case.
It's not officially winter yet.
No, we still have a couple of weeks to go. And, well, Christmas is right around the corner as well. People want to have a white Christmas, so this is what happens, though, when it happens this much earlier than Christmas. It gets to be a brown or a black Christmas because all of the...
Well, it's schmutz on the ground.
Yeah, schmutz. I like that. Yeah. Schmutz is on the ground.
Schmutz.
Not snow.
Schmutz.
It's
schmutz.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
Schmutz.
Schmutz. Yeah,
do I have? How do we pronounce stripping?
Did I pronounce that correctly? I don't say that. My tongue is not capable of such words.
Really? Okay. How about? No, I guess we have to pause now. Go down. We'll get the dictionary of Jewish sayings, and we'll work our way through that perhaps later on here. 28 after the hour.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats one step closer to impeaching President Trump. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Today, with the Speaker announcement, she has weakened this nation.
House Minority Leader, California Republican Kevin McCarthy telling reporters,
it was not new news. They always had this pre-written timeline from the day they got sworn in.
President Trump in a tweet saying, I say if you are going to impeach me, do it now, fast, so I can have a fair trial. trial in the Senate, and so that our country can get back to business. We will have Schiff, the Bidens, Pelosi, and many more testify, and will reveal for the first time how corrupt our system really is.
Saudi Arabia's state-owned oil company's IPO yesterday, the largest in history, selling 3 billion shares and raising $25.5 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, going through the stories, some of the anecdotal information that is available, the impeachment hearings, a lot of interesting twists on that, including Nancy Pelosi having a press conference announcing the timing, and then on the way out, you hate Donald Trump! So she turns around.
Don't mess with
back
me.
To the podium. Exactly. I'm a Catholic. I pray for him every day. I told him I pray for him every day. And I don't have hate in my... I don't either, by the way. I don't like that word. I never use it. I think it's a horrible four-letter word. But she kind of put the... She put the reporter right in his place. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, stupid question.
Hey! Provocative. Hey, you hate Donald Trump!
What are
that's the state of the news media today, Michael.
Yeah, it is. But she, I think she said, "Don't mess with me."
She did say that.
Yeah.
Right.
Or she said, "Don't mess with me."
Remember that song, "Don't Mess with Bill"?
Isn't that the Marvelettes. Don't mess with Bill.
Yeah. All right, exactly. All right, so what else do you think people are talking about? You've done a couple of talk radio programs on your own this week, all about impeachment. What was the focus that you had when you were on the air?
Well, the focus, of course, is that I call it the Trump paradox. What it comes down to is, do we expect our leaders to be perfect? And let's back up a second. Do you hate Donald Trump? You know, we made fun of it, and we're saying it's not a nice remark, but actually, if you look at it objectively, it really is indicative of the state of the situation. Donald Trump is an extremely obnoxious person who many people believe is an excellent president, and so good a president that it's worth overlooking his personality traits that some find absolutely unbearable. So the people that find his obnoxious personality, which we all agree, even the Trump supporters say, well, there are things he does, you know. The things about Trump that people find obnoxious, the Democrats and a number of people in this country find it unbearable. Unbearable to have a president with his personality, and as a result, they want to do anything they possibly can to get rid of him. Impeach him, find every possible little flaw, build it up in the press. People in the media hate him. People in the Democratic Party hate him. So that's one part of the equation. The other part of the equation is, if you look back at history, you really look at all the really great leaders of the world, or all the leaders, they're all people. If you want to, you will find dirt on them. The founding fathers were a bunch of scoundrels. The Winston Churchill, who saved England from tyranny, was a scoundrel in many ways. So that's where the paradox comes in. Is it his personality that is causing what's called by the supporters Trump derangement syndrome, or is he really a bad guy? And this is a paradox that we're dealing with, and that's the basis of most of the conversation, to answer your question about what's happening. Yes, the impeachment is dominating the national conversation, and part of it is the presidential election, which ties into the impeachment. And then we get into all the rest, you know, Brexit and the royal family and, you know, U.S.-China relations and that crazy guy in North Korea and, you know, and on and on. That's the answer to your question.
I want you to take us inside, please. You're the expert when it comes to all of the different facets of talk and what the sound is like as it comes out of the speaker. It may be one host, it may be two hosts, it may be three people, it may be a lot of sound that comes from events. And I would like you to explain to the audience, please, how the talk radio folks get the sound, because we're obviously not everywhere, but there is audio that comes out of the speaker that is not the voice of the host. It often makes a point, but would you take us behind the scenes and tell us how the stations, the hosts, gather this sound, and do they need permission to use it, or they just can?
Wow, big question. Well, first of all, there are many different ways of getting sound. What Doug is referring to, folks, is when, you know, if we were surrounded by a bunch of producers, or this were more of a news show, while we were talking about Nancy Pelosi and the reporter, you would actually suddenly hear a clip on the air.
Right.
Pulled up out of the ether, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you'd actually hear it, which in radio is called an actuality or a sound bite. And that's gotten through many of the wire services. Much of it is on YouTube, on the internet. And if it is legitimate news, it falls under fair use in terms of intellectual property laws. It falls under fair use. If, however, it is part of some type of a unique created creative entity, you can wind up with copyright infringement if you use something that way. And like all things in the law, there's a spectrum of degree of interpretation. So when you run a photo of something that you pull from the news, or you run a sound clip, you run the risk of somebody suing you. And
there's a guy who does that, by the way, who makes a lawyer makes a living going around suing various entities, whether it's their Facebook page or some social media page that some radio station may own, and they take something and they don't ask for permission because they don't really know that they have to. This guy finds them, and if you don't pay up, he'll sue you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like there's a company called Getty Images, and they own the rights to so many photos of celebrities and people. And, you know, you're innocent and ignorant, and you're not innocent, but you're ignorant, and you go, oh, I need a picture of Trump meeting with Angela Merkel. Let's put it on the website. And then all of a sudden you get a call or you get a letter saying that you owe them $1,000 or something.
Yeah.
You know, you go, what? And usually they'll win. That's a tricky part of it, but I'm not sure what aspect of the sound that accompanies the live speakers you're talking about. I just answered the intellectual property aspect of it, but in terms of where do we get it, in today's internet world, a nimble producer working with a talk show host, if that's the job and the task at hand, can probably pull up within a few minutes from the internet, from YouTube, from people's websites, if you know where to go, any sound of any event within moments after it took place.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you use the term beauty, the beauty of the modern age of technology.
Yeah.
The stuff we couldn't, when we were growing up as kids, when we were looking for sound, we had to really work at it, and we had to get permission to use it.
When we grew up in the business as kids, you couldn't even find a record. Do you know when Elvis Presley died in the late 70s? I don't remember the date. Many of the top 40 and rock stations in the country were not playing him at that time. He was considered passé.
Right.
Of course, when he died, it was the king of rock and roll. There was a frenzy. They couldn't find an Elvis Presley record on the premises of some of the biggest pop music stations in the country, and they had to run out to record stores because they couldn't get it from the record company in time. How are you going to get it? You know, the messenger service would take a while, or the mail? Forget it. So you had all these radio people running to record stores to buy an Elvis Presley record to be able to do a news story or honor the king of rock and roll when he died. Things were so slow. The middleman ruled. Trucks and brick and mortar stores and plastic and vinyl and paper. We're not used to that anymore. Information travels at the speed of light, and information is, you know, it's ephemeral. It doesn't exist in a physical state. It's all icons on a computer screen. We're living in an amazing time, and it's only going to go more in that direction with every passing minute.
Isn't that amazing, huh?
Yeah.
But as you've said, many of the amazing times that we live in, and things are changing so fast because of the technology. And that's the thing we often get. It's sort of like the reference you made early on to the princess, the queen, the princess, the president, and whether or not he was being rebuffed by her, or because the pictures were instant and you didn't see the whole picture and get the whole story. So you make this initial judgment. Yeah, she took a shot at Trump.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. It was just the opposite. You have to really, really stop and think about things before you jump to conclusions, because pictures lie. We're entering the era of deep fakes, and that is they can make anything look like anything. You can have somebody say something they never said. You can have somebody make a gesture they never made. With the computer technology that exists today, digital imaging, pictures lie. So, you know, we got the video evidence. Well, video evidence is going to be subject to experts determining whether it's accurate, and they will always have different points of view, as all experts on any subject do.
Experts lie, and liars are experts. There's a twist on that.
Expert liars.
The folks at Calitrin want you to know that as of this moment, They have an 86% success rate in helping people lose weight. The holidays are upon us. Now through Valentine's Day, you'll be tempted. You'll be eating. You'll be enjoying until you look at your waistline and think, whoa, I better do something about that. Well, how about you start with the premise that you don't have to gain the weight, but you can eat and enjoy yourself. So that, and that's really what I'm saying about Calitrin. Put yourself on the defensive right now. Don't really, in essence, go on the offensive. Start the program now. Keep your weight where it is. And down the road, if you stay on the program for 4 to 6 months, you'll lose the weight and recharge your body's ability to make its own collagen protein, which is what you need to keep the weight off. You keep the weight off by developing little lean muscle, pushing the fat out. That's how this whole system works from Calitrin. Family-owned business, only all-natural, drug- and stimulant-free products make up Calitrin's successful formula. You lose the weight and you keep it off. That's it. You don't have to do a lot of stuff. Take 4 pills at nighttime, and when you go to bed, bingo, that's it. You won't have an upset stomach. You won't have any unhealthy stuff because there's no unhealthy products as part of it. Get better sleep and shed pounds with Calitrin. Call, no, you don't have to call. You have to go online to Calitrin.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin.com. Go there and use the DJV code. You'll get a 90-day supply at the regular price. The Christmas special is you get another 3 months free. You buy 3 free, and you get another 3 months free. So you'll have a fighting chance to lose that weight and keep it off. This is the success quotient coming from Calitrin. Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV for the special Christmas deal.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Geico presents, not again, another voicemail from your roommate.
Hey, man, so I was in a rush to get to work and I left the back door open. Could you shut it? I left it wide open. While you're there, could you also turn off the oven and all of the burners? My mom never let me use the oven. I wonder why.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if it's your roommate's first time operating an oven. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
The talkers salute Michael every week. There is a different reason to respect what Michael does. He's got all kinds of ways, not only the magazine, but the podcast, the Michael Harrison podcast, mhinterview.com. And then there is the other work that he does with the Wonk, and it's called, well, let's concentrate first on the interview with Sid Rosenberg. Tell us who Sid Rosenberg is.
Sid Rosenberg is a radio bad boy. Started as a sports talker, now he's a news talker, and he is the morning co-host of WABC. He's defeated most of his demons in terms of addiction, and he's a very, very talented, organic, authentic, and nice guy. Fun to listen to, and I interview him on the Michael Harrison interview. It's mhinterview.com. Check it out, folks. I'd love to have you listen.
And then the other thing we can listen to, I made reference to the Wonk, but that...
Yeah, it's called the Michael Harrison Rap. It's a week in review, similar to what we do here, but more wonky. We have more fun here. And it's more of a serious political show. And that's MHRAP, W-R-A-P, MHRAP.com. Check it out.
All right. Both those things, you can connect to Talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, and find references to it as well. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week.
Do
the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now continues with the expertise of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our official legal beagle here on the Talk Radio Countdown. Do you ever, by the way, where did that phrase ever come from? Legal beagle.
You know, I'm not,
beagle.
Really not sure, but it's been around for a long time.
Yeah. All right, we have a couple of very...
My dog resents it. He says, stop comparing me to a lawyer.
All right, number eight this week on our story list on the Talk Radio Review or Talk Radio Countdown, Mr. George Zimmerman has filed a lawsuit against the family of the guy he killed. So how does this shake out in any reasonable way?
Yeah, I know when you look at the headlines on this one, you say, am I reading The Onion? Is this crazy or what?
The Onion, by the way, for those who don't know, is a paradox of the news. A paradox or a parody. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So Zimmerman, you know, I think we all pretty much remember he was the rent-a-cop patrolling a gated community, and he sees Trayvon Martin, who's walking young black boy with a hoodie and just some, I think he had some
Twizzlers and a soft drink. A confrontation happens between them. And as a result of the confrontation, Zimmerman shoots and kills the unarmed Trayvon Martin. You know, there are a lot of issues here, but the fact that Zimmerman was put on trial for manslaughter seems fairly legitimate. Zimmerman was also... He phoned in before he went to see, to confront Martin and was told by his superiors not to. So bottom line is he is acquitted. Florida also has a stand your ground law and it could have been an issue of self-defense. And remember, when George Zimmerman's found not guilty, it doesn't mean he's innocent. It means he just wasn't proven guilty of manslaughter beyond a reasonable doubt. So now there's a new book coming out called Open Season, Legalized Genocide of Colored People. And it's written by a guy named Ben Crump, who was the lawyer for the family of Trayvon Martin. So Zimmerman is saying he is defamed in there, and he's suing the family of Martin, who are probably quoted in the book, as well as Crump and others. It is hard to believe that he's going to achieve anything other than get a lot of publicity for Crump's book and probably sell more.
Right.
I just can't see any basis for this, for defamation.
Here's the story of a Georgia college student who actually won a law case like that, or a legal case, $145,000. She was disciplined for taking a knee during the national anthem when she was a cheerleader at Kennesaw State University. So does this say outwardly that you can't crack down on people who are expressing themselves? Is that what this really is about?
You think? Well, you know, it's in different. We gotta split hairs with the law. So here's one thing: if you're a player for the Dallas Cowboys or something, the Dallas Cowboys are a private entity. They do not have to respect your First Amendment rights. You can, when you work for a company, a private company, they can limit your First Amendment rights and expression. If it is the state, the government, the federal government, in those instances, then you do have certain rights of under the First Amendment. And so in that instance, you're talking about a state university. And so, indeed, this person did have rights under the law. I often tell my media law students, if I'm an employee of the University of Massachusetts, I could say just about anything in class. But I'm an employee of Bentley University. So as a private university, if they want to limit what I can say, they have the right to do so.
Mm-hmm. Bingo. All right. A quick review of the 16-year-old who died under Border Patrol care. Does the United States end up getting sued even though this person was illegal, not really a citizen? Can the family sue the government and get something out of the Border Patrol's lack of taking care of him?
Yeah, they can, because it's the same thing as even taking it to someone who is in prison. There is an you're in prison because you committed a crime, but they have control over you, and there is an obligation to meet minimum standards. And frankly, from what I'm initially seeing in this case, the minimum standards weren't met.
Right, I didn't pay any attention to him at all. The other
hours
quick one,
he's on the floor.
The photo of the 30 employees at West Virginia's Department of Military Affairs with a Nazi salute. What do they do with those guys?
Send them to Germany.
My God, these people are so stupid. Amazing. All right, thank you. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen here on this week's Talk Radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.